Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. How y'all doing? Hope everybody's doing pretty good. I had a pretty good day today. There is a call-in number, y'all. There is a call-in number. Y'all can call in, 563-999-3602. We can do the live Q&A. Call in when you get time. I'll be live for 2 hours today. I did one yesterday. You know, I'm just going to do another one today. Peace, Lit. Peace, God. Peace. Peace and power. Peace and power. Peace and power. If you haven't already, y'all, please hit the like button. I really appreciate it. Go ahead and hit that like button. I have stuff all over my office desk. Just stuff everywhere. Sorry about that, y'all. Anyway, again, that call-in number is 563-999-3602. Call in. We can do a live Q&A. Nothing is pretty much off limits today. You know, we can talk about criminal cases, civil cases. It really doesn't matter what it is. If I know the answer, you know, I'll give you an answer. If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know the answer. Somebody sent me an email. Look, y'all, I get a lot of emails, a whole lot. So if you sent me an email and I haven't responded to your email, this is your chance to get the questions to your the questions in your email answered. This is a chance. The reason I'm doing these lives is I get so many questions, y'all. You have no idea. Sometimes I don't even respond to the emails. The majority of the times, I don't even respond to the emails because there's just too many of them. When you call into the show, press 1 and I'll turn your microphone on, and then we can start, you know, we can do the Q&A. Let's see what we got. I have a few people on the line. Again, when you call into the show, just press 1, y'all, and I'll turn your microphone on. Somebody asked me, I don't know. Somebody asked me a question that I wanted to answer, but I don't remember what the question was, and I have too many emails to go back through there and look. So I'm not even going to do it. Hopefully they're on the call today. Well, hopefully they'll call into the show today. But until I get somebody, you know, that wants some questions answered, I'll go ahead and I'll, you know, just elaborate on 42 Section 1983 lawsuits. I'm going to change it up a little bit. You can sue in federal court somebody else in a different court. What I mean by that is one citizen of one state can sue another citizen of another state in federal court under the diversity jurisdiction statute. And when you do that, you'll be litigating state law claims. You won't be litigating federal claims. You'll be litigating state law claims in federal court under the diversity jurisdiction statute. You can do that. That's actually what I'm doing for somebody right now. I want to say there's three jurisdictional subject matter jurisdiction statutes. I think it's three. I know federal question is one. Diversity is another. I think it's one more. I'm not really sure, but I think it's one more. Y'all hit that like for me, that like button for me. I really appreciate it. Have any of y'all read the cases, any cases that I've been posting about just explaining the admiralty jurisdiction? Have y'all read any of those cases? How many of y'all read the cases that I actually post in the community section on my channel? Because because I post those cases and I post those citations to those cases there for a reason, because I want y'all to go and read the cases. So, you know, y'all will know. How many of y'all read them? All of those cases, you can go and research all of those cases that I post. You can go and research every single one of them. Those are real cases. You can go and research them. Let's see. There was another guy on here. JR. That's good, JR. That's good. Some pretty good cases in there too, JR. Those are pretty good cases. Let me see if I can find some. Somebody sent me I think somebody asked me something about an indictment yesterday. I can't remember what his question was, but he asked me something about an indictment. What I would advise y'all to go and do, I'm certain that there is a courthouse somewhere in your city. I'm not sure how far you are from it, but there's a courthouse and there's a law library in that courthouse. The only thing y'all need to do is find out what that law library is, and go to that floor in the law library, and it's going to be full of books. And you can just pick up your, I think it's Corpus Juris Secundum Pleadings and Practice Forms. And if you open that book, it's going to show you exactly how the documents that you want to draft look. It's going to tell you exactly how they look. If you go up in there and you pick up a American Jurisprudence or Corpus Juris Secundum on a particular subject or topic, you know, a particular area of law, so to speak, they have, those cases have already been annotated in there. And what I mean by that is they just short and straight to the point. You might see a one sentence case citation with a footnote behind it, and then that footnote is going to have the case where they got that conclusion from. That's where y'all need to go. If y'all, I post videos on my channel with me going to the law library sometimes. And if you look at those videos, you'll see what I'm talking about. Like, for one, I think I posted a video about common law bonds versus admiralty bonds. And if y'all notice in that video, I mentioned that they don't call them the admiralty bonds. They don't call them admiralty bonds. They call them statutory bonds. That's a euphemism for admiralty. That's what they call them. They don't want people to know this stuff. But if you go up in there and you read it, it's going to tell you everything that you want to know. That's why y'all need to go and read that stuff, man. Y'all need to go and read it. All of this stuff is easy. And filing, I promise y'all, once y'all file a lawsuit, everything going to be simple. Everything, because when you are a plaintiff in a case, you're a prosecutor. You pick the evidence. You pick the causes of action, just like the prosecutor does, although they call them crimes or offenses or whatever. But it's the same shit, just different names. But you pick the evidence. You pick the causes of actions. If they don't give you the evidence, then you have to file a motion to compel, a motion for sanction, all that shit. You can file all of that shit in a 42 Section 1983 lawsuit. All of it. Like, I remember in a case, well, my case, I was having some difficulty getting the financial information for the police officers who I sued, because their attorney, he straight up told me that, he said, I'm not giving you my client's financial information. He just told me. So we had to have a mediation, something like that. I forgot what they called it. But we had something like that where I would file my position paper, he would file his position paper, and all of us got on the phone with the judge. We would have a conference call with the judge. Like, I never seen these police officers until the day of the settlement conference. The only one who I dealt with throughout my entire case was that attorney. Him. I met him I had to go and see him. I had to go and he deposed me, so that was a video deposition. We had to go and meet to schedule the conference for the case, you know, just to see how, just to discuss how the case would proceed, how the trial would proceed, so on and so forth like that. What was it? It was something else. I think we had to meet about four times throughout the entire process of my case. Again, y'all, if y'all have any questions, press one, and I'll turn your microphone off, and we can just go from there. Let's see. What else happened? There was a lot of stuff happened in my case. Okay, let me ask y'all a few questions. JR, what made them not want to go to trial? Man, JR, it was actually, they encourage you to settle a case. Like, if I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's in the Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. They encourage you to go to, they encourage you to negotiate a settlement. So I sent them my offer. They rejected my offer. And they sent me a counteroffer. I rejected that offer. And so once I saw that they weren't going to give me what I wanted for a settlement, then I was just like, well, fuck it, we just going to go to trial, you know. And I guess that's what they must have said. But something had happened because all three of us, me, their attorney, and the judge, we had to have another conference call. And the judge, he encouraged me to do it. He was like, well, I think y'all should settle the case. And I was like, well, Your Honor, they're not going to give me what I'm asking for. And he was like, okay, I understand. But you don't have to settle if you don't want to settle. But still, I think you should have just at least tried out. That's what the judge, he encouraged me to do. So I was like, okay, cool, I'll do it. And, you know, we did it. You know, he was the arbitrator or mediator, one of those words, whatever the judge was. I thought he was like an agent or something, because when he came into the courtroom, he had on a suit. He didn't have on his robe. It was just me. We were in a brand new courtroom too, y'all. Like this is a brand new court. The judge told me that court cost like, I think he said it cost like 90 something million dollars for them to build or something like that, which is, that's ridiculous. But anyway, the judge came into the courtroom. He had on a suit. He didn't have on a robe. He had on a suit. And I didn't know who the hell he was. But the attorney, the police officers, and the insurance adjuster, they were sitting to my right. I came in all white. And the judge, he just started talking. And they went into another room, and the judge stayed in the room with me. And so on and so forth. I don't know. Man, look, JR, he just shocked the hell out of me because I was expecting him to be in his robe. That's what I was expecting. Okay, let's go. Caller 7284, good afternoon. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm good, man. What can I do for you?
Hey, I was turned on to your YouTube channel by a friend of mine, and everything is, I mean, it's just excellent. The information is, I mean, next to none. I mean, so I want to thank you for that, and I appreciate that. But what I wanted to ask you was, I have been going through this over a year now, trying to get judges' bonds, actually the county bond also. And my last effort was made today. And what I'm calling for to ask you, what avenue legally can I take to force them to turn over their bonds? I've called the Secretary of State, Risk Management, Human Resources, the county attorney, and every last one of them keeps saying the same thing, singing the same song. We don't have it. We don't have it. Transfer me around to different departments. And today was basically the last straw with me. Is there any legal avenue that I can take?
They don't have, I don't think they have discretion to deny giving you those bonds.
Exactly. I knew. But they continue to do it.
I see what you're saying. What state are you calling from?
I'm in Indiana.
Indiana. I'm trying to think. You could, because since these are agencies, they have administrative duties. So you could.
Exactly. The first time that I requested them, I did it through a FOIA request, and they didn't even answer that back.
A FOIA. I don't know too much about the Freedom of Information. I think sometimes, some particular agencies, they have to answer those FOIA requests. I'm not sure if this is one of those agencies, or maybe you need to file a state FOIA request instead of a federal. But they don't call them FOIA. Some states don't call them FOIA requests, but they're pretty much the same thing. They might word it different or something like that.
Right.
I would say you can petition. I would try to call their supervisors first. Talk to their supervisors, see if you can get it that way. If you can't get it that way, then I would say probably petition for a writ of mandamus to get them to perform their administrative duties, because they're on the obligations via statutes to do this shit. Like the buns, if you saw the buns on my channels in the videos, I didn't. That shit is online. I went online and got that shit.
And here in Indiana, I mean, and believe me, I have searched and searched and searched, and all you hit is one, you know, door after another, and being told one lie after another. And actually, they actually called me back today, and you're probably going to fall out of your chair when I tell you what they told me. So the administrative guy called me back and said, well, I looked into it again for you, and the judges in Indiana don't have bonds. I just sat there like,
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Of course not. Yeah, that's why now I'm looking to go from a legal perspective to see what I can make happen. Go ahead.
No, I was going to see I'm going to see if I can just do some cursory research right quick. Indiana, we're going to say public servant bonds. Now, the judges down here, some judges have their own bonds, and some of them are covered on the state's blanket bond.
Right, and so, I asked them about both of those, and they continue to tell me that they didn't have access to their own personal bonds if they did have one, and the blanket bond, they weren't sure of. It's just been a barrage of lies for the last year and a half. And I even called the Indiana Insurance Commissioner, and they claim they didn't know.
Them motherfuckers got bonds. I'm going to tell you that now. All of the city councilmen, they have buns here. All of that shit is on that website that I was. I know they got buns, so I just can't believe that. I'm trying to see includes Indiana government bonds. Let me see Indiana public servant bonds. Let me try Case Text and see if I can find something on there. They try to hide that stuff right there, man.
I told them today. Our next move is going to be legal if you don't turn them over, because I have some documentation that I was telling some friends of mine about, but I got to go look for it again at home, that clearly states they don't turn over those bonds when requested. It's a felony.
See what I'm saying? I don't think they could. Now, I can tell you this. They don't have their own bonds. Somebody else has their bonds.
They're state employees. Yeah, they're all state employees, but they still keep, you know, singing the same song. We don't have it. We don't know who has it. I mean, literally transfer me from department to department.
They know who got it. Indiana public officials must post surety bonds. Must adhere to the new surety bond requirement forth in bill, was set forth in Senate Bill 393. Probably want to send you that. To see, because it might tell you where that they're required to register their bonds. That, like, for example, the bond that I posted on my channel, which was the judge's bond, that was it, a probate judge, his bond is not registered his bond is not registered with the probate court.
Okay.
Because he's in the probate court. I think his bond is registered with, I think it's with the Secretary of State. I could be wrong, but I think it's with the Secretary of State. Okay. Now you let me see. Some of this stuff you might know. I'm gonna post this link into the chat section.
Okay.
Hopefully that'll help. If I had more time on this stuff, man, I could probably get you some answers. I just don't really have the time like that. But I know that's a damn lie. They don't have no. That's like writing them motherfuckers a blank check.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I know they got bonds.
Now, are you familiar at all with Supreme Court cases? I mean, I know you are with litigation as far as federal courts.
Yeah, I've litigated.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you. When I filed my original complaint, my issue was an issue with child support, okay, where they had arrested me 3 times, and I don't know if you're familiar with the Turner versus Rogers hearing. What was that?
I was saying go ahead and expound on it for me. Explain it to me.
Yeah, where basically I forgot to put that issue in my federal complaint when I originally filed it, you know, in the Southern District of Indiana. Okay, so it went to the appeals court in Chicago. They denied it. Say that again.
What issue did you forget to file? Well, like, what do you mean?
The Turner versus Rogers hearing, which was a Supreme Court decision.
Okay. I mean, shit, they...
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah. So then it went to the appeals court, and they denied it based on the information that I gave them. Now, I filed in the Supreme Court, and I brought up that Turner versus Rogers hearing in my filing in the Supreme Court. Am I allowed to do that?
Hold on. Say that again.
The issue, the case was Turner versus Rogers. I forgot to put it in my complaint when I originally filed the case in the lower court. It went to the appeals court. They denied it based on the information that I gave them. But then I filed in the Supreme Court, and I stuck that case law in there because it was a Supreme Court that made that decision. It said that it was mandatory to have a hearing before incarcerating someone for child support, for non-payment. So my question is, if you forget to put it in your original complaint, can you put it in the complaint when you file in Supreme Court?
You could have not had filed that shit, and they're required to do that. Like, they have to give you due
process. But they didn't, though. They completely overlooked it. They completely overlooked it, basically ignored everything and focused on other issues in my complaint that they used, that they knew were weak points to deny the case and dismiss it. But it's now in the Supreme Court. But, again, I went back and put in one major piece of information that was left out originally.
Well, I'll say this. You're supposed to raise all of your issues in the trial court that you want to take up on that you probably have to take up on appeal, and then once you did that and you filed your appeal, you would have to argue each issue that you raised in the lower court in your appeal.
Yeah, but we didn't get that far. That they denied my case under what they call screening. But they can screen the case before they even we didn't even have all the parties served yet, and they said they screened it and denied my case.
Okay, did you proceed in formal papers, or did you pay an administrative filing fee?
Oh, no, I paid the administrative fee for the first filing. I'm proceeding in formal papers in the Supreme Court.
Okay, well, if anytime you proceed in formal papers, they're going to be required to screen your complaint for frivolity. You know, they're going to do that because you're not the reason why they do that is because they don't want to be wasting money. I'm not saying your case was frivolous or anything like that, but that's the reason why they do it. So that's why I always tell people to just pay the filing fee so you can take away
the other. I paid the filing fee for the first one, and they still screened it and denied it.
What the Supreme Court?
To all defendants.
The Supreme Court, them motherfuckers. Them motherfuckers picked.
No, the Supreme Court I filed in former paupers, but the lower district court of Southern Indiana, I paid that filing fee. And they screened it ahead of time and denied it.
What's up there, boy? Oh, boy. I can't. Them folks, boy.
Yeah.
They're a headache, boy. They don't play fair.
Not one bit. So. But no, if you want to take a look at my case, it's a Kenneth Chambers versus the state of Indiana.
Now, hold on, let me see. Kenneth Chambers versus the state of Indiana.
Yeah.
So you
and tell me what you think whenever you get a chance to check it out.
All right, I got a lot going on right now, so
I've been expecting you to now. Yeah.
Gotcha. I'm sorry you had to go through all that, man. But I can tell you this: don't give up. Cause I've been to jail plenty of times.
Yeah,
I'm not encouraging nobody, you know, to go to jail or anything like that. But like when you're standing up for your rights, they're not gonna make this shit easy for you, man. You can go in there and be 100% right about everything out your damn mouth.
Exactly. Now, are you familiar with subrogation?
Say it again.
Are you familiar with subrogation?
I've heard of the term before. Go ahead.
Well, the reason why I was asking you that because when they incarcerated me, they lied on the paperwork. Because how the incarceration came about was when I went to my court date, the 13th of February, a couple of years ago, I had demanded my right to subrogation, which basically I told them to put me in the place of that all capital name, which gives me the rights, the benefits, and the securities, especially, you know, on their case. At that point, it would be discharging. They played these games and acted like they didn't know what I was talking about and yada, yada, yada. So he told me if I say it one more time that he was going to incarcerate me for 6 months for being in direct contempt of the court's business. So, of course, being me, I told him again, you know, I'm demanding my right to subrogation. So he said 6 months in jail. They got me down to the holding tank and everything. And when I got my charge sheet, they put on the charge sheet failure to pay child support. But that was not the reason why he gave me 6 months, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't see how they can lock you in there. Man, I can't stand them, man. Yeah, you got to find
You
got to start tossing their ass.
You know, and what I find interesting about the situation is that they, on both of the dismissals, they had two black women dismiss the case in the appeals court and in the court case in the Southern District of Indiana. I found that interesting also.
They had two black women dismiss your case?
Yeah, two black judges, both of them are women, yep, yep. So if you ever get a chance to check it out, go ahead and check it out. Yeah, I mean, I know it's no rush or anything like that, yeah. But, yeah, I wanted to call and see if you knew anything about how to approach them from a legal perspective regarding those bonds. Because right now, and it's been going on over a year and a half, they're not giving up nothing.
Some ain't right about that, man. They must just, you just do whatever the hell they want over there. The risk management department here, you got to write them a letter and tell them what you want. And when you do that, they're going to send you what you want. That's it.
Yeah. I wrote them last year. And I'll try to write them one more time and see what they say this time. But after that, I'm going to definitely do everything I can to approach them from a legal perspective this time regarding those bonds.
Yeah. If I were you, let me see, because somebody has to be over that administrative agency. I don't know who, but somebody has to be the chief over there, or there has to be a, I would say that the highest, because that risk management is, the risk management here is in the state capital. So that might be where yours is. It might be in your state capital, or it might be somewhere in your county or somewhere like that.
The county has a risk management. Do you think the state has a risk management also?
Yeah, probably so. You never know.
That's what I'm going to call them. That didn't even dawn on me. You said that just now. I'm going to try the state next because they're state employees. Yeah.
I'm going to look this up right now. It's Indiana Risk Management. Let me see. Risk Management. They call it a Risk Management Association from what I'm seeing. Risk Management. Let me see. Everbridge Risk Management, Indiana Political Subdivision, Risk Management Commission, Risk Management Overall, Office of Risk Management. Let me see something. I'm gonna see if I can find a number for you, and I'm gonna see if this is the number that you called to get some information from. Let me see if this is it. It says hell no, this ain't it. This is looks like this is for a college. No, that's the wrong one. Let me try it this way. State of Indiana Risk Management. Chapter Indiana Political Division. Indiana Political Risk Management. I can't find nothing on here. Risk Management.
Yeah, so you're experiencing the same thing I did. That they hide it damn well.
They got one. I know they got one. It's a bunch of stuff in here that ain't really got nothing to do with risk management for Indiana.
Tomorrow. Yeah, I know you got a lot more callers. Yeah, I'll check it out tomorrow. But that didn't even dawn on me that the state risk management and not the county being their state employees. Okay.
That makes sense. The state, they have a blanket bun. So they may have a blanket bun over there too.
Yeah.
And that blanket bun covers a lot of them. That's why they called it a blanket.
Right. Okay then. Yeah, I'm gonna get off here then go back to listening then.
All right. Thank you, man. Good luck.
Okay, I appreciate it a lot. Hey, thanks.
All right. Okay, let's see. Well, let's go back to the chat, see if we got any questions. Let me see. I'm going through the same thing. She has evolved with the judge's buns. They hide them buns, man. They hide them motherfuckers. That's their insurance, man. It says, did you give the officers a deposition, JR? No, I didn't depose them, JR. That deposition shit is expensive, man. I didn't depose them. I didn't even need to depose them because I already knew what happened any damn way. I'm a witness. Whatever I say is, whatever comes out of my mouth is the truth. And I know what to say and what not to say. I'm a witness. That's why I didn't depose them. I got all the evidence. Number one, you never really want to ask them questions that you don't already know the answer to anyway. Don't do that. That's another reason why I didn't depose them. Yeah, they answered my complaint. He answered that motherfucker with a shotgun pleading. His answer to my complaint made no sense. He claimed, look, man, let me see if I can find this shit for y'all, man. I'm going to see if I can pull this shit up right now. Because that man, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see if I can find this right quick. Here it is right here. Let me see if I can find the answer. I got one of them. I think this is it. No, this ain't it. Damn, where is that? Anyway, I'm trying to find it, but I don't want to spend too much time on this. Man, look, his answer to my complaint was so damn bad. I called that attorney, and I'm like, I said, man, what is this? I don't understand this. Like, it doesn't make any sense. What is this? That's how I was talking to him over the phone. And he was like, well, I can't give you legal advice, but it's the answer to the complaint. I'm like, bro, this shit in my head and out loud, I'm like, this, what is it? It doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense. And then he filed, I think he filed about 30-something affirmative defenses. Some of them were not even relevant to the case. Some of them weren't even affirmative defenses. So I'm like, it was just bad, man. It was bad. So I asked him, like, look, man, I was like, can you withdraw this and just, like, file another answer? Because this just don't make any sense. And he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I was like, man, you know what? All right, I'm going to let this one slide. That man did that shit four times. He did it four times. He filed four shotgun pleadings. A shotgun pleading is a pleading used to confuse you. That's what it is. Shotgun pleadings violate the pleading rules. That's the reason that those pleading rules are in there, to prevent shit like that. And he's violating these rules. Yes, I did. I informed the judge. And the judge was like, the judge agreed with me, but at the same time, he was like, well, let's give him a little bit more time. Let's let him go through discovery first. And then once he gets through discovery, once that's complete, then he'll supplement his answer. In other words, he's going to substantiate his claims of immunity, because you can't just say you're immune without facts to support this shit. That's a claim. That's just like you can't file a claim saying this police officer unlawfully arrested you without facts to support why you are coming to that conclusion. It's the same shit. It's like a counterclaim or some shit. So affirmative defense is like this. Yeah, I did what he said I did, but I had a good reason for doing it. You see what I'm saying? That's what like affirmative defense is. And so the judge was like, will you withdraw? Because I filed a motion to strike. When he did that shit, he did it. First, he did it twice. Hold on. Looks like my phone ringing. Hold on, y'all. I don't even know who that is. But anyway, he did it twice. The first time he did it, I didn't do anything. I just let it go. The second time he did it, I filed a motion to strike. I filed a Rule 12F motion to strike. And he sent me an email, and he threatened. He sent me an email because he was mad when I filed that motion to strike. So, you're right, Gerald. They're not favorite, but he sent me an email threatening to file a Rule 11 motion for sanctions against me if I didn't withdraw my motion to strike. He called my motion to strike meritless, and I know it's not meritless, so I didn't even respond. I'm like, whatever, man. If you gonna file a Rule 11 motion for sanctions, just do what you do. It ain't gonna get granted. But anyway, so I withdrew my motion to strike, and I gave him a little bit more time. Then I filed a motion for leave of court to amend my complaint. So I amended my complaint, and when you amend your complaint, they have to re-answer the complaint. So he re-answered the complaint, but he did the same exact thing he did the first time. He didn't change shit. He just filed the same two documents again. I filed another motion to strike. That time I filed that motion to strike, I did not withdraw that motion to strike. I didn't withdraw that one. It was ruled on. If y'all want a copy of it, I'll post it into the chat. But some of my motion to strike was granted in part, and it was denied in part. I kind of get why the judge did what he did, though. You know, I kind of get it. But, like, man, don't be doing this shit. Okay, hold on, JR. Let me pull it up right quick, because it's actually on Case Text. Let me pull it up right quick. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up right now. I think it's this one right here. Yeah, here it is right here. I got it. You playing with me, man. He playing. He want to play. Got time for all that shit. He want to play games. That's the link right there, JR, to the motion to strike. Did you file a motion for summary judgment based on their answers? No, because the way he answered my complaint, he did it in a way to where he was denying my allegations and not admitting to them, because he didn't file a motion to dismiss. He just filed an answer. Now, if he would have filed a motion to dismiss, it probably wouldn't have been good for him. That's why he didn't file a motion. You only file a motion to dismiss when they complaint fails to state a claim for relief. He never filed a motion to dismiss at all. He never filed one. They are, after the discovery was over with, they filed a motion for summary judgment. I didn't file it into the docket yet because we had settled the case. But I was drafting my response in opposition to their motion for summary judgment. There's a call-in number, y'all. Oh, okay, Jerome. So basically, you got to get a, oh yeah, you're right. That makes sense, Jerome, because on a contempt charge, you have to get, it's like a trial for contempt. You have to have a trial. They weren't going to win that, man. Look, the only time, this is the legal standard. In order for a motion for summary judgment to be granted. A motion for summary judgment will be granted if there are no genuine issues of a material fact in dispute and movement, meaning the person who filed the motion for summary judgment, and movement is entitled to judgment as a matter of law. So a motion for summary judgment is like, it's a summary disposition of the case without going to trial. That's what a motion for summary judgment is. I think I might have misquoted summary judgment. It says, yeah, I did. I did misquote. It says if there is no genuine issue of a material fact in dispute, and movement is entitled to judgment as a matter of law, that's when they can grant summary judgment. So I said that wrong. Man, look, I don't know what the hell they was doing, JR, but they weren't going to get that. They were not going to get that summary judgment. I looked at the judge. The judge said, well, they filed a motion for summary judgment. You know, it looks pretty good, you know. So you might want to settle the case. I said, Your Honor, there are a plethora of genuine issues of material facts in dispute, so I don't see summary judgment getting granted at all. That judge looked at me, was like, wow. Like, he knows what he's talking about. Yeah, of course I know, because I read the cases. Man, I'm always disputed. Damn right. Because they were misconstruing the facts, all types of shit. So you got to dispute that shit. When facts are in dispute, I don't care if it's civil or criminal, when facts are in dispute, it goes to the jury for the jury to decide what happened. That's why I said the actual truth does not matter in court. It matters what you can convince that jury to believe. If you can convince, you can make up a damn story and it's 100% just lies. But if this story is believable and you can convince that jury to believe that story, it's a wrap. It's over with, man. I don't know, Jerome. He probably did, but he I don't know, Jerome, because he asked me about a federal question too, as far as like have I litigated in federal court before. So he probably did it to the U.S. Supreme Court, but I don't really know. I'm not sure. Callers, if you want to listen, when you call into the show, all you got to do is press 1 and I'll turn your microphone on. I'm checking the call logs back and forth every now and then to see if anybody has their hand raised so I can turn the microphone on so we can talk. Just press 1 and I'll turn your microphone on. Let me get back to the chat. Yeah, they settled the case. We said, I'm not even going to lie, JR. I was prosecuting this case by myself. And this attorney, he was not making this shit easy for me. He was wearing me out. I'm not even going to lie. Like, he had a fucking paralegal. I ain't got no damn paralegal, man. I'm tired as fuck, man. You know, I don't have a paralegal. He has one. So I'm still going to work. And then when I get out of work, I have to come home and I have to draft this damn response. You have to draft these, you know, this paperwork for my case. So I'm exhausted. So I was like, man, you know what? I'm just settled because I'm tired. I got a headache. I'm just tired. We just going to settle this. Caller 3626. Good afternoon. How you doing? I can't hear nothing. Hello? Hello, yeah, can you hear me?
Excuse me, yes, I just put my speakerphone on.
Okay, hi. Thank you. Can you mute the audio in the background?
Wait a minute, which one you want me to mute? The house phone or the...
No, it's echoing in the background. I'm not sure if you're listening to me on a computer or something like that, but it seems like it might be a computer, so can you just mute that and then you just talk to me on the phone like this?
Okay.
Congratulations. You just received a deposit of $15,000.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can.
Let me turn this one down. I'm losing you.
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, you're not on my other phone now. Yes, I've been trying to contact you for a while. But anyway, I don't know what to tell you on this. I have a lot to talk about, but I have 11 years ago.
Hold on, ma'am. Your audio, it seems like it's real bad. It's like it's
okay, let me speakerphone. Okay, now?
Yes, ma'am. That's better.
That's better. I don't have you on the phone anymore. I lost you.
Okay. I can hear you a lot better now.
Okay. Am I online?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to hear
me.
Yeah, everybody can hear you. We can hear you.
Oh. I don't want anybody to hear me. Okay. You know, I have litigation that's been going on for a long time. My son and I were supposed to go to court together. I didn't go to court. He did. It's a family thing.
Okay.
I don't know how they brought probate into it because my son didn't have anything to do with probate, the probate court. But it was about a house, and my brothers and sisters were trying to take it from me. Okay, the case was closed, but they got him to come into court. They couldn't get me to come in court. They never sent me paperwork, and I told them, don't go. I'm not going. But he went. He went with an attorney, which didn't work out too good. Then the attorney left him. Well, anyway, all during the case was over. And she waited like too long time before she answered the judge. And I'm in this 24-page litigation I don't know anything about. She went back into the old closed case and got for my mother, because I was personal representative of my mother, And the house was left to me, but it was on property left to everybody. And they didn't like it. So they've been suing, suing, suing. Why, how did they go back into the old case that was closed? They already sued me in the old case and come up with the same thing. They just put my another person in front. It was my brother first that started all of this. And then they said, well, let the other sister do it. So she came back and did it. There's a lot to this story. It's so old and it's so long and it's still going on. But she gave my mother estate to some, and they threatening the person who bought the house, my son, to put him out of the house. Well, he's trying to go to Ohio court. I don't know what good, but he's trying to do I have put in a motion to reconsider. Again, they said we did it before. A motion to reconsider. She won't mm-hmm. answer, won't any of them answer. None of the judges, none of the people who she put my mother's estate on. I'm just trying to figure out, I don't know, it's too much to talk about on this, on the phone, but I'm just trying to figure out how do we switch this stuff from the plaintiff. I've been the defendant, well, he's the defendant for a long time.
Who initiated this? Who initiated the lawsuit?
From the beginning?
Yes, ma'am. Who filed a petition to probate it or whatever? Who did that?
All my brother and sisters.
Okay, so they filed it against you?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Whose name is on, who did your mother leave the house to?
Me.
It's there in the will?
Yes.
Okay. Is that will registered with, you know, somewhere in the county, county recorder's office or something like that? Or do you have a copy of it?
Yes, I have a copy of it. They have a copy of it. Everybody has a copy of it.
So I'm trying to figure out why, like, if your mother left this house to you, I'm trying to see how are they trying to probate this if they don't have any. Well, I can see them trying to probate it, but she left the house to you, so they might be trying to probate it for something other than the house that she may have left for them. I can see that, but who did this judge give your mother's estate to? Who did the property to or whatever? Who did she do that for?
Who did she give it to?
Basically, yeah, that's what I'm trying to ask. Yeah.
Let me see this guy's name.
So your brothers and sisters, were they trying to sell the house? And,
yes.
Okay, so I'm assuming, I'm just guessing, I don't know. So I'm assuming that they actually probably have sold the house without your permission. It technically is your house. It's your house.
Technically it was. It was sold. I call the man, but they call him my son. Well, I sold the house. We were in probate court for a long time. That case finally closed. I sold the house from, I sold the house to where they keep saying my son. Well, they charged him for conspiracy. And I was like, what is this? This was a long time later. See, Judge Fisher, that's a judge. You know, I live in the District of Columbia, okay?
Oh, Lord.
I have to tell people that.
Gotcha. I said, oh, Lord. Yeah, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. all you have to do is make these complaints, and they just go for it. They go, go, go. And in the end, my brother and sister think they're going to get all this money from the houses. They do anything. They just kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going, kept fighting, kept fighting. And, of course, the system is going to let you keep fighting, fighting, fighting. So they've been fighting for years. This thing been going on for years. And then they come up with this lawyer that they had always said, they always told him what to do. The judges told him what to do. We went to, what you call them, other people. And he the one talking about, I owe them so much money. Okay. I said, okay, fine, whatever. So they go and they, so they closes out the case. So the judge Fisher decides, he told them, I don't have Jonathan before me who bought the house. I don't have him before me. But he gave them this other lady, this other attorney or judge or whatever. And she decides to take on Jonathan. But she couldn't get him in there first. But I told them, you don't have to go. You don't have anything to do with that. They send you anything, send it back. Well, that's what I was taught. So I never got anything. I said, I don't have any paperwork. I'm not going in front of no more judges. I can't do that anymore. It's crazy. But she decided, well, your way didn't work. Well, we never did it my way. You never sent anything back. You never did what I told you to do. So now he's in there. But they put me in the whole thing. It's like a 30-page something that I can't even read. I'm trying to read it. I'm like, what is all this? What is she talking about? She accused me of so much different stuff. And I'm like, I wasn't even there.
So let me ask you this, ma'am. On a scale, like, do you study law at all, any?
No, I've been, I don't study law per se, like schooling or nothing, but I've been studying this system for years back. I have older than nobody listened to me. I stopped paying attention. Lately, I've been looking at L and everybody. I've been watching everybody, and I take a lot of notes, and then I get confused because I have so many notes right here. They need to say what to do. I tried to school my son on what to do when he went in there with this lady, but he wouldn't let me talk to him because he was kind of upset. But I said, but you never had to go in there. They invited you, but you didn't have to come. But she put me in here. In there a lot. Well, we reconsidered the attorney. This is the attorney I had before, but he's not my attorney now. He just charged me a lot of money to write up paperwork, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he did this paperwork for me. And she won't answer. She doesn't answer for a long time, but when she come for you, she going to come hard. And I already know that. So I'm trying to think of what I can do before she come for me hard with this motion of reconsideration, because I don't know what she's going to say. When the auditor master is the one, I fill out a paper, they saying I said I would give them a certain amount of money. I never did. I just said, well, to stop this, I'll give y'all some money, but I can't afford to give y'all money. That's why my mother left the house to me, because we were the ones who lived here. I took care of mom, and she left me the house. She knew what was going on. She knew her. They tried to put her out. They tried to put my father out. He passed away. They tried to put my mom out, and she passed away. Then they say it came for me. It's a long story.
This case is really all over the place. I don't even know where to start, and I can't even. I really can't give you any advice because I don't know the facts of the case.
Okay.
It's very. You know, you say it's conflict. I can tell you that if they coerced or did some type of fraud, that would void anything that they have done. As far as taking the house from you or something like that. But I would have to look at all this stuff, ma'am. I really don't. I mean, you can book a consultation. That's the only thing I can tell you, and I can look at it, and I can tell you what happened, what's going on, and what I would do in a situation like that. That's probably the only thing that I can tell you at this point.
I know. It's complex. I understand that. That's why I really didn't want to do it on the phone. I already told you I was going to try to book the private consultation with you online. And you answered me. You're the first person that did. Because I don't do a lot of fancy stuff online. Okay,
gotcha.
So I'm trying to get you. Okay, but
I'll post my, just to make it easy on you, because you just sound like you mentally exhausted. You sound like you just want to be left alone for a little while. So I'll post my Cash App and my PayPal address in there or whatever, and you can just send it however you want to send it. I prefer, you know, people to use PayPal because, that you know, their purchase is insured that way, and they feel better like that. But, I mean, you can send it however you want to send it. And when you send it, just make sure your number is in there, and I'll text you from my business phone, or I'll call you to schedule the consultation.
Okay. So you said, see, that's why I needed my daughter with me, because she does all of that. She can do that, but I was trying to get her before I talked to you. But anyway, okay, so you told me to go in and look at, okay, go in. I'm writing this down, so tell me again. And then you said,
go, well, what are you talking? Yes, ma'am. You're talking about the you're talking about scheduling the consultation.
Right. Isn't that what you were just telling me?
Tell
me to do?
If you want me to look at the document, you know, and review it, you know, and tell you what's going on with it, you would have to schedule a consultation. You can do that. I just added my my Cash App. I added that to the chat on the video, but if you want me to tell it to you, I'll, you know, I can give it to you if that helps.
Okay, go ahead, give it to me.
The Cash App is SmartLoc TV. That's SMART Loc, LOC, C as in cat. TV, like television, TV. You will see my logo, which is it'll be in blue. It'll be a little television. It's going to say SmartLoc TV. And the name is going to say Crip Crip. That's going to be the name.
Crip Crip. I've seen all this other stuff, but I haven't seen Crip Crip.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name on the Cash tag. But
okay.
For PayPal, it's the same thing. It's smartloctv@gmail.com. That's if you wanted to do it PayPal. It's smartloctv@gmail.com. It's spelled the same exact way.
Okay, I think I can see it online, though. Okay, so this is how you do the
consultation. Whenever you send whatever it is you're going to send, it's 25, I think it's, what is it, it's $25 a half hour, and it's $50 an hour for a consultation. So whenever you send it, make sure you add your phone number, and I'll either call you or text you to see what's a good time to, you know, to schedule the consultation. What's a good time for you, and what's a good time for me?
Okay,
I'm in. Let me see. I think you're in Eastern Time Zone, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Okay, I'm in Central Time Zone.
Okay. The problem, I can't find nobody. I'm on. Okay, so I'm going to get on that this evening, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And will it be long before we can do the consultation?
I think we can do it probably tomorrow. Tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah, we probably can do it either today is Monday, probably tomorrow or Wednesday, either or. Those sound like pretty good days for me.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to get on it right away then.
Okay, when you send it, make sure you send me, email me the documents too, so I can review them. And if you have any personal information in those documents that you don't want people to see, then just try to black them out or something like that if you can.
Okay, I'll do that. I guess all of this is okay. Okay. You know, if I can send you the litigation numbers, would that help?
You mean the case number?
Uh-huh.
I probably won't be able to look it up unless I get access to the court docket. And I'm not sure if they'll let you do that online. Maybe they will, they won't.
The first attorney that I called, that I talked to about this, not the one that did this paperwork, but he said, he looked it right up and told me it was long, and he looked through it, but he didn't want to take the case. But he's in my area, but people in this area, it's difficult.
Yeah, sometimes they have, the attorneys, they have access to it because they have to register for the websites and stuff like that to become members to get access to the court documents and something like that. So I don't really know. Maybe I can, maybe I can't. I would have to, I can try it and find out, but I really don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay, well, I'm not sure. I'll find out this evening.
We can try it out, but I gotta wrap this call up. We've been on for a little while, so I gotta wrap this call up. I got other callers.
Okay, that's fine. I have the information you already gave me. You've been very kind. Thank you so much for speaking.
You're very
with
welcome,
me.
Ma'am.
And I'll speak with you soon.
All right, thank you.
You have a great evening. Bye bye.
Same to you. Bye bye. Okay. Let's see. All right, when y'all call into the show, just press 1, and I'll turn your microphone on. That's all you got to do. Press 1. Okay. Sorry about the long phone calls, y'all. I just try to let people vent, and I try to get all the enough facts that I can before I start talking. Sometimes I do anyway. But let me see. What JR says, well, in your case, there was a dispute. Yeah, it was a dispute, JR. Who was that? I don't know. Jerome, let's see, what's wrong with him? They were feeling that for themselves. They were following that. You talking about that summary judgment. Man, they didn't give me what I wanted. But I was tired. I was real tired. They didn't give me what I wanted, though. I'll tell y'all this. You don't want to cut yourself short when you're asking for a certain amount of so-called money in your settlement. So just start off with a ridiculous amount, just an unreasonable amount, you know, and then just you got to negotiate from there. That's what I did. I started off with probably about 6 figures, a high six figures. And then we negotiated down like that. So that's how you do it. Let me give y'all the call-in number again. The call-in number is 563-999-3602. Press 1, and we can go ahead and talk. So we've been live for about 1 hour and 10 minutes. Got about 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'm gonna stay live for about 50 more minutes, y'all, and then I'm going to wrap this live up. If you sent me a message... If you send me an email and I didn't respond, this is your time to get answers to your questions. Now, Kenneth, I really wish I could have helped you, man, because I know they got buns. I know they got buns. It's consent to be sued. You look it up, consent to be sued. You're talking about the state, Jerome, as far as like them waiving, what they call it, sovereign immunity? To be sued? Is that what you're talking about? No, I haven't looked it up. I haven't looked it up. But if I'm not mistaken, you somewhere in the ballpark because I've read some cases on it before, but it's I don't study it much, so I can't really talk about it too much. But I have read a few cases on it. Sometimes they require you know. Sometimes the state still maintains its sovereignty even when they take benefits from the federal government, which is weird as fuck to me because if they can do it, why the fuck we can't do it? Makes sense to me. If they can do it, why can't we? Because they're not sovereign. I don't even know how, I don't even know where the hell this sovereign, I don't even get that. I'm going to tell y'all what I think they did. Because state, how should I put this? I'm going to use Florida. State of Florida and Florida are two different entities. Florida is the people. State of Florida, that's that damn corporation. Because how can they be sovereign? If you take away the people in Florida and you just have all these buildings out there, what do you get? What do you have? You have nothing. I don't care if you got mansions out there everywhere. If there are no people there, then you don't have a so-called state. You don't have Florida. Let me see. That's the importance of tort claims, because torts are the states giving consent. Torts make you sue the agency, not actor. You might be on to something, Drew. I might have to research that. To me, this is just my personal opinion. The people are the city, and the people are the county, and the people are the so-called state. Okay? But state of Florida is not Florida's name. City of Pensacola is not Pensacola's name. Escambia County, or county of whatever they call it in Florida, that is not the name of that county. It's just Escambia. That's why they capitalized the S in state and the C in county and the C in city. Them corporate entities. That's why they capitalized that shit. It's a whole different ball game. Less money, though. So Jerome, if it's less money, they must have, capped the damages in some type of statute that you can get. They capped the amount of damages that you can get via some type of statute in the tort claims. Okay, I see what you're saying. Let me see if I got any callers. 300. I mean, but they have insurance, though, so that ain't bad. I mean, you can file a claim against their insurance. And let me see, hold on. The agencies? Well, yeah, I would say they have insurance, because the city, the police officers who I sued, that police department, or that city or whatever, that city had an insurance policy and an indemnification agreement with the Alabama Municipal Insurance Corporation. And that's how I got the amount. This is what I was saying. The tort is actually the insurance. Yeah, that's what it is. All that shit insurance, man. The bun is their buns are insurance. The blanket buns are insurance. Appeal bonds or insurance, all that shit is insurance. All of it is insurance. Surety bonds or insurance, I don't give a damn what type of bond it is. It's insurance. That's why I showed y'all those videos of those bonds in that video. That's why I showed them. That's fucking insurance, man. I'm gonna tell you this, Jerome. I got maybe it's just like that where you are in that so-called state or whatever. But here, the probate judges, they have their own buns. The judges who are elected by the people, they are covered under the state's blanket bun. The cities, the municipalities, which are corporations, which are agencies of the so-called state, they have insurance with the Alabama Municipal Insurance Corporation. I called that woman at the Alabama Municipal Insurance Corporation, and she told me that that agency, which is the Alabama Insurance Corporation, they insure about 95 to 98% of the cities for Alabama. That's what she told me. I still have a copy of this shit. I have a copy of their insurance on my computer. I want to show y'all, but it says confidential on here, you know. And I don't know if they might try to sanction them off. I might need to research it or something to see if I can show y'all, because I want to show y'all that shit. It's fucking insurance. And they get, I want to say it's like $4 million per rights violation that they're insured. When you sue these people, you're going to see an insurance adjuster. All that shit going to come to the to a settlement, to your settlement conference. Mm-hmm. I don't see how the fuck you can't share it, though, because they not private. They public. That shit should be public record. So I don't see how you can't share it. I'm going to do some more research on it because I want to show motherfuckers this shit. I still got the police officer's financial information. They signed affidavits, and they didn't tell me you know, where they asked, because I wanted to know what type of assets that they have, and have they divested any of their assets to somebody else's name, you know, trying to hide assets and all this shit. I was asking questions like that. But they filed an affidavit, and they basically told me how much their assets were worth, and how much debt that they had, or something like that, in the affidavit. That's what they did. Which, I mean, shit, I don't believe that shit. You can lie. You know what I'm saying? You have no way of proving that they're telling the truth. You just got to take their word on that shit. So, you know. It will be online, and yeah, but yeah, they had insurance, man. All these folks got insurance, man. They have to give you their bond. They have to give you their word that they'll be good. They'll be good public servants. I give you my word. My word is bond. That I would not violate the Constitution. I would not violate people's rights unless they don't know their rights. Then I'll violate their rights. Type of shit these folks do, man. Call in number again, y'all. 563-999-3602. I went to the Seventh Circuit. Okay. I'm sorry you're going through that, Kenneth. If I had some time, Kenneth, I could have probably got you some answers, man, but they hide those bonds, Kenneth. They hide them motherfuckers, man, and they make it real difficult for you to get. They make it difficult for you to get because, like, the paperwork that I got back from risk management here, when I got it back, I thought they gave me the wrong paperwork, and I thought they did that on purpose. But what he did, well, the reason why I say that is because it didn't say blanket bond on it. It didn't say bond at all. It said insurance. You know, it let me know that it was insurance. But nobody's name was on this bond. It was just the state of Alabama. That was the only name that was on that that blanket bond. But if you read it, because it, you know, it's a couple of pages, it's the policy. It's a policy. And like, I think they had their insurance with, like, in Virginia or Maryland or some shit like that. State of Pennsylvania, I sued that federal court first, and it was wrong. Had to pay up. But, yeah, so anyway, when I got the bond back, I called, I think his name is Daryl Masters. He's an attorney. I think he's with risk management. He's an attorney, something like that. Anyway, I'm like you gave. I'm calling him, letting him know. I'm like, hey, look, I think you gave me the wrong paperwork. He was like, he's kind of being a smart ass. He was like, yeah, everybody, you know, everybody says that, you know, but he didn't want to tell me what it was or whatever. But long story short, it was the blanket bond. It don't say bond because you know it don't have to say bond on it for it to be a bond. It's substance over form. Let me see. I'm getting hungry. I'm always getting hungry every time I do these lives. Every time. Ugh, I got a barber, y'all. I got hair all over my face, man. I'm looking like a bum. I gotta go to the barber shop tomorrow. Okay, let's stay clean. Damn, Kenneth, I got the You can get that. Don't give up, Kenneth. Whatever you do, don't give up. Cause I know they got buns. I'd be surprised if they don't have buns. I'm just not believing that. Cause all of them have buns here. The damn superintendent for schools down this motherfucker got a bun. The clerks of the court have a bun. The city council member have buns. The mayor has a bun. All of them got buns. I've seen the motherfuckers. Who else got, who else? I don't know. I might need to post some more videos of this shit to show y'all this shit, but I can't really think of. I got a little time. Let me see. Average one taxation and fee simple absolute stuff. I found a good case on fee simple absolutes. I found a good case. I didn't read it all the way through. I read it a little bit. Just a little bit. But I need to study that. I need to go to that law library. Man, look, if I had the time, y'all, then I would just do these. Like, if I didn't have to go and make money, you know, when I leave or whatever, if I didn't have to go and make money, I can just do this. I have all types of information for you. I go straight to the law library, whatever y'all want to know. All the cases that you want to know, I pull those cases right off the shelf in those books, and I'll show them to you. I'll do screen record it, read the case, all that shit, if I had the time to do it. Okay, sir. I think you got to get approval for Pacer in different districts. I got approval for it in Alabama because that's where I do a lot of litigation at. But you and you somewhere, then you have to get approval for it. Do you e-file your documents, Jerome, into the court docket? Do you e-file it? That's what I was doing in mine. I was e-filing my shit, and I was serving counsel via email. The attorney for the police officer who I sued, I was serving him via email. I don't have Pacer. Mailing in person, okay. All right, let me see some. I'm gonna see if I can find something for you, Ken. Let me see. Let me make sure I ain't got nobody with their hand raised right quick. No, I don't. I'm going to see if I can find something for you, man. Maybe it's not called risk management. Well, no, I was going to say maybe it's not called risk management in Indiana. Let me see. Indiana public servant bonds. Public official bond. Let's see. Okay, I got some. Let me ask you this, Kenneth. I think I might have found something. It might not be called risk management, Kenneth. I might be wrong. Let me tell me more when you get time. What they've been doing. Here's some. Let me see if I can save this right quick. I'm gonna add this to the chat. Shrugs, 2 G's, please. What's good? Click that link right there, Kenneth. Click that link, and let me know if it pops up. Let me know if it pops up, Kenneth. 2 G's, what it do? 300K is pretty good. So you know what? I'm gonna do some research on that. That's that Tort Claims Act, Jerome. That might, is that federal or state? I think all of them might have. I think a lot of states might have it though. If it probably doesn't matter, but I think a lot of states might have it. I know the feds have a Federal Tort Claims Act. The state might have one too. State, okay. I'm gonna look into that, and I'm gonna see if I can find some jurisprudence on it to narrow this shit down for people. This might be, me said, the term of this public official bond is for 1 year. What is this? That's pretty good too, Jerome. Can you tell me more when you get time? Click that link, Kenneth, because I just found something in that link that I just posted, Kenneth. It says, I'm going to post it. I'm going to copy and paste it. I might need to call them and see. Let me see. Okay, yeah, that's good, Shrugs. Okay. I think they might have it here too. But Kenneth, when you see that document that I posted in that link, that's the title of it. It says the Indiana Department of Insurance, which is an administrative agency, by the way. But that I'm trying to figure out how to say this shit without confusing you. that PDF file is it's a form for a public official bond, but it's blank. It hasn't been filled out yet, but I just wanted you to see it because that you might can check there too and see if the bonds are there. Let me see, public official bond, state form, blah, blah, blah. Reset form. Approved by State Board of Accounts. I'm gonna see if I can find you something else, Kenneth. Public official bonds, okay. From 2019. Statutory requirement, Indiana Code 54118, amount to be fixed by council in accordance with 1C, $30,000 for each, $1 million of receipts during the last complete fiscal year, not less than 30,000. Bond amount, 15,000, city or town judges. Okay, I got you something else too, Kenneth. I got you something else. You might get somewhere with this, Kenneth. I hope you're watching. Click that link right there. Click that second link that I just put in the chat, Kenneth. I think you might get somewhere with that information right there. I don't know, Jerome, because remember what I said, like, in the videos of the judge's bond that I post, which is a probate judge, his insurance company's name and number is in that bond. And I just got that shit off the internet. Yeah, you're right. Their bonds are going to be in three places. They're either going to be with risk management. They might not call it risk management. It might be another name, but it's going to have the same type of function as risk management. They like to do it that way too. So it's going to be either we would be with risk management, the probate court, or the Secretary of State. That's the only place where it's going to be. Yeah, if you want to, man, you can give them your email if you want, man. You can do what you want. You can give him your email if you want. I think you'll get somewhere with that document, though. I really do. That I just posted into the chat. So it might just be called, I'm thinking it's called Indiana Department of Insurance. I will call them and ask them. Matter of fact, what time? Let me see how much time I got. I'm going to call Lance right now while we on the show. Right, why are we on the goddamn show? Where's my phone? Let me see if I can get a number for them. I'm going to see if I can get a number for them, Kenneth. If I can get a number for them, I'm going to call them right now on the show. Yeah, you need to, I'm reading over that document right now, Kenneth. The last one that I just posted is a PDF format. You need to get that and you need to read that. There's some good information in here. So in other words, yeah, they got buns, Kenneth. They got buns. Let me see if I'm gonna see if I can find that damn let me see if I can find a number for them. Indiana Department of Insurance. Let's see if I can find a number for them. Hold on, let me see. This is a, hold on. No, this ain't, that's a 1-800 number. 6855. I don't see a contact us on here. Indiana Coal Awards, State Employees, Finance. Let me look somewhere else. I want to, let me see something. Services, rewatch, file a consumer complaint, apply to be a bail agent. I can't, I tell you what, because I don't know why I didn't just do this. I got the damn name right here, Indiana Department of Insurance. I can just look that up. Online, I can just call them just like that. Got it. Bingo, got the number right now. Okay, Kenneth, I'm going to give you a number. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm going to call them right now on the show. Let me see how much time we got. Let me call Ed right now. I think state employees are going to be covered under a state blanket bond. And local, like city council members and stuff like that, they're either going to have, they're probably going to have separate bonds. That's what I think. Let me see how much time I got. I'm going to call Ed right now on the air. Let's see. All right, let's see what we get.
Thank you for calling Indiana Department of Insurance. It is closed. Please call us back during our normal business hours from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
Y'all, I don't know why I'm thinking it's still like 1 o'clock after that. It's fucking... They closed. I'm sorry. But I'm going to give you this number, Kenneth. And you call that number, man. Call them tomorrow. Try that number right there, Kenneth. That should be, that's the number to the Indiana Department of Insurance. So whoever has a bond or some type of insurance or whatever, it should be registered there. If it's not there, try the Secretary of State And what else? And try to probate court. Now, I didn't see a risk management in Indiana. So they probably don't have, let me rephrase that. So it's probably not called risk management. That is what I'm trying to say. It's probably called the Indiana Department of Insurance. It doesn't matter if it's called risk management or Indiana Department of Insurance. It's still an administrative agency, and it's still an agency that regulates their the insurance and the bonds for these public servants. They hold the bonds for them. So it really doesn't matter. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Elected officials have different types of bonds. Yes. I don't know if y'all want to see it, but do y'all want to see like a city council member's bond or something like that? Because I can get a couple of them and make some videos and show them to y'all if y'all want to see them. I'm not sure if y'all want to see it. I always just thought people wanted to see a judge's bond. So that's why I just posted it. And the sheriff's bond, stuff like that. The police officers, they're not state officers. If you ask me, they're not. Here, they're covered under the state's blanket bond, or either the not the state's blanket bond, but what was that damn bond? They're covered under that city's insurance, is what I'm trying to say. So whichever city that they're in, that city has insurance. And that's, let me see, called them and they said they don't know. Okay, so you said you called them already. I don't see how they don't know. Okay, if that didn't help. All right, did you call and ask the Secretary of State, Kenneth? What do you mean, Jerome? You say I got Travelers, Fidelity Mutual, and another from Ohio. I wish I you talking about what types of bonds do you have? Who are these bonds for, Jerome? All bonds. Okay. State troopers and judges. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. What you say you got? I got it. What did you get, Kenneth? Four different people. Okay, I see what you're saying, Jerome. I got you. What did you get, Kenneth? That was some good information I sent you in that PDF, that last PDF file that I sent you. That's some good information. If y'all haven't already, go ahead and hit that like button. I really appreciate that. Go ahead and hit that like button. I know y'all like, why is he in a damn tank top doing a live video? I like to be comfortable. Sometimes I'm gonna start putting on business suits and stuff like that too. But I really don't. I really don't need to because y'all already know that I know what the hell I'm talking about just by listening to me talk.
This looks good. Insurance as an alternative for surety bonds for public officials.
Okay, Shrew, you asked me something. I remember seeing a question up here. What is it, 95 form? What do you think about the standard form 95? What's the standard form 95, Shrew? What do you mean? What you talking about? Yep. Are you talking about buns, Shrew? You talking about buns? If that's what you're talking about, bonds are going to be the same damn near everywhere. They might have little different things about them, but as long as they got the necessary ingredients in order for them to be a bond or the necessary elements in order for them to be considered a bond, they're going to be a bond. It's going to be a surety. It's going to be a principal. Sometimes they call them indemnification agreements. If y'all don't know what an indemnification agreement is, let me I'm gonna copy and paste the word and the definition for indemnification to show y'all what I mean. They call them indemnity bonds and indemnification bonds, shit like that.
Let me see. I think this is a good definition right here. Yeah, this is a good one. I'm going to use this one right here. It's very simple and straight to the point to show y'all what an indemnification. That's what I asked for. And when I asked for that in my case, they gave me the insurance for the police officers. Yeah, they closed, Kenneth. My bad. They closed. Let me see. I think they might have gave you the right thing, Jerome, but they're probably not telling you which clause in the contract that it's which clause in the bond it is that they that they're covered under, or you can file a claim under, so to speak. Let me see. There must be a delay in my video. I'm not sure how long of a delay it is, but it must be a delay. Seems like it. Let's see how much time I got. And the microphone. I got about 11 minutes on the air on Blog Talk Radio. Got about 11 minutes. Let me see. I got something else for you too, Kenneth. I want you to go and read this too. So they have buns. Go read that. That's going to tell you who all is required to have a bond in Indiana. Go and read that right there. They got bonds. Now you know that they have them. You got to find them. Because they got them motherfuckers. Okay, sure. You said, yeah, I wasn't sure if that's a way to get remedy for injuries. What do you mean? Are you talking about the bond? Is that what you're talking about, Shrug? Yeah, Kenneth told me that they were telling him that they don't have buns. But if you go and read Indiana Code Title 5, Section 4118, it says, Section 18A, except as provided in subsection B, C, and D, the following individuals shall file and maintain in place an individual surety bond during each year that the individual serves as an officer, employee, or contractor. And it starts off just like this. Number one, city judges, controllers, clerks, and clerk treasurers. Two, town judges and clerk treasurers. Three, auditors, treasurers, recorders, surveyors, sheriffs, coroners, assessors, and clerks. Four, township, trustees, all this. But they don't have buns, though, Ken. You feel me? But they don't have buns. Don't fall for that shit, man. Don't fall for that shit, bro. Yeah, civil rights liability is different than liability insurance. For let's say a cop in an auto accident with someone.
Yeah, you're right, Jerome. I hope that information helped you out, Kenneth. Hope it helped you out, man. I think you're gonna get what you're looking for with that information I sent you. I think you're gonna get it. Probably. You might be right, Jerome. Ain't no telling, man. But you just put me on some game with the torts. Because I was thinking like, you know, when you say torts, I was thinking of something like, I mean, a tort is a personal injury. But see, I didn't know that the states waived their immunity under the Torts Act against their agencies. I didn't know that. Now I do. So now, that means instead of 42 Section 1983 lawsuit, you got to file it under another statute under the Tort Claims Act, which is easy as fuck. All that shit easy. Okay, so the judge must have threw you a bone when he dismissed your case. He must have told you you should have did it under the Federal Tort Claims Act or some shit like that. That's what he said. Yeah, I gave you a hint. That's what's up. They'll look out for you sometime. Now, they'll look out for you sometime.
Let's see.
Did you read that, Kenneth? That link that I just sent you, was it Jerome said I ignored it. They'll piss you off like that, Jerome. Kenneth, did you read that when it says the Indiana Code Section 541-18? And in Section 18A, except as provided in subsection B, C, and D, the following individuals shall file and maintain in place an individual surety bond. Did you read that statute? But they going to tell you that they don't have bonds. This is a goddamn laundry list of people who's supposed to have bonds. This damn shit long as hell. Who's supposed to have bonds? The information that I sent you is the same information that I sent you in that PDF file. It's got a blue background, but they gonna tell you they don't have buns.
Let me see if I can find something else in here. Let me see.
Okay, so they can, some of them have blanket buns too, Kenneth. Based on what I'm reading in here, some of them may have blanket buns too. So what you want to do is you want to look for the their own personal bond or see if they have a blanket bun. If they have a blanket bun, a lot of them are going to be covered under that blanket bun.
Let me see. One, the Philly Body authorized the purchase of a crime insurance policy.
Let me read something to y'all, man. This is in that section that I was just telling Kenneth about. It says the physical body of a city, town, county, or township may by ordinance authorize the purchase of a crime insurance policy that one provides coverage for criminal acts or omissions committed by, is endorsed to include faithful performance to cover the faithful performance of, and includes aggregate coverage sufficient to provide coverage amount specified for all officers, employees, contractors, commission members, and persons acting on behalf of the local government unit and required to file a bond under this chapter. For the sole purpose of recovering public funds on behalf of a local government unit, the state is considered to be an additional name insured on all crime insurance policies and Man, look, man. This is a damn corporation you're dealing with, man. This is a corporation that you're dealing with. Got 90 seconds left on the air, y'all. Hey, man, let me ask y'all something. Let's get off topic a little bit. Is it cold where y'all at? What's the temperature where y'all at? I woke up this morning, it was damn 30 degrees. And look, I hate being cold, y'all. I hate that shit. What was the temperature where y'all was? It's about 50 some degrees, though. It's still cold. Man, I had my heater on all night last night. I ain't turned that motherfucker off. All right, let me go ahead and end on Blog Talk Radio.